Park City realtor Carrie Schoaf came home for lunch last week to take her two dogs for a walk.
I pulled into the driveway, parked the car, went in the front door, put the younger dog on the leash. The 11-year-old was not on the leash. We walked out the front door, took five steps from our front door. We have a lot of trees in our front yard, so we couldn't see the moose. And we stepped past the clearing in our front yard, still in our driveway, and we were 5 feet away from the mama moose and the baby moose. And I think it was one of those just strange situations where everybody was surprised.
The older dog, Buckley, an 11-year-old yellow lab, started barking, and that's when the mother moose made her move.
The mother moose started coming towards us, and my dog went towards the moose, and I took the other dog, who was on the leash, around the corner, around the neighbor's garage. And I think really our older dog was protecting us and allowing us to get away, because there is no way we would have gotten away had he had not gone towards the moose.
From her hiding spot, she couldn't see what happened to Buckley, but says the moose must have kicked him hard enough to fracture one of his hind legs. She called 911.
The police came very, very quickly, three of them, animal control. And the moose were just grazing, still grazing in the front yard. And then the police officers were trying to distract the moose so I could get in the house. They were trying to figure out where my other dog was, the one that got hurt, Buckley. He ended up making it to the front porch. And then the police officer got him inside and then in turn helped us all get inside and then get in the car and get out so I could get to the vet.
The moose, she says, have been around the neighborhood for the last 5 or 6 weeks, and until this, there hadn't been a problem.
And they don't really bother anyone. Even if you're walking your dog on the street, they're not really bothersome. They don't really pay attention to anyone. And I think it was just a strange incident. But they hung out in our yard for 3 days. And so every day we had to be very, very mindful that we didn't want to go outside with the dogs even on a leash when they were in our yard after what had happened. But I think, we do have to live with them, and they're not going away.
Buckley is recovering from his injuries and seems to have learned a lesson.
He had 5 fractures in his leg, so we got him to Silver Creek Animal Clinic, and then in turn the next day had to take him down to Salt Lake for orthopedic surgery. And now he's got pins and screws and wires keeping his back leg together. You know what? He's doing well. He's lucky to be alive, honestly. He will not get off the front porch without me putting a collar on him, though, now, which is very interesting. I didn't think old dogs could learn new tricks, but that was a hard one to get over.
That's Carrie Schoaf. Buckley is sporting a large cast. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.